You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Tim Rice. Welcome to episode 26 of my podcast, Get Onto My Cloud. In this podcast, some more about chess, specifically about the original recordings in 1983 and 1984, which eventually led to the release of the Chess album in October 1984. Nearly 2 years before the first stage production in the West End of London. I've already devoted two of these podcasts to this topic, number 19, which included the perhaps three best-known songs from the show, One Night in Bangkok, I Know Him So Well, and Anthem, and podcast number 22, in which I played some very early demos and ideas from our first sessions in Stockholm. In those podcasts, I chatted about how I got the original idea for the show, and how I was lucky enough to get Bjorn Ulvaeus and Benny Addison on board. And I described certain aspects of a fact-finding, atmosphere-absorbing trip to Moscow in February 1983. So, if you missed those gripping programmes, they're still up there, still available. If you didn't miss them, they're still up there. I wonder if anything is truly deletable these days, but I digress. I also revealed that thanks to the sterling efforts of ABBA historian Dawn Woolhouse, and the mastering skills of David Hamilton Smith, I've managed to collate on no less than 12 CDs, almost every outtake, original version, alternate mix, good wheezes, not so good wheezes, and other events in the studio that eventually produced the finished album after nearly 2 years of Scandinavian toil. Just looking at the list of titles on these CDs gives some idea of how long it took in some cases to grope towards a finished song or scene. For example, demos recorded in March to May 1983 are titled Happy Street, Allah's Tune, Anthem, Miracles, Bangkok, Elizabeth, KGB, Jesus Christ Superstar, Green Door, Tweedledee, Tiffany, Murano, Rock Murano, Hot Shit, Mandy, Just Like That, Cry a Little, Every Good Man, When the Waves Roll Out to Sea, Happy Street, Tiffany, Untitled Number 3, So Many Questions, Rock Murano 2, Eyes of a Young Man, Mozart, and Svetlana Helicopter Theme. Clearly, all of these were working titles as there were no finished lyrics at the time. Often, as in the case of Jesus Christ Superstar and Green Door, we used well-known song titles for promising melodies that bore little or no relation to the original compositions, by other people in many cases. The melody we called the Jesus Christ Superstar was, in the main, unused in the finished record, except for a few bars of Mountain Duet. Other parts went into a song called Ghost Town, recorded by Gemini. Green Door became the wonderful song Slowly, Nothing to Do with Me, that Frida recorded on her post-ABBA Shine album. One of my personal favourites in the entire score was the number that eventually became Heaven Help My Heart. It started life as Every Good Man, which was written for ABBA, but it never got beyond a demo recorded by Agnetta.
Every good man a helping hand, so I travel alone if I can. Every man has a guiding star, and he knows what he's gonna get when he's going too far. Living on the dark side once again, it's sad to lose a friend. Looking at things with empty Every good man needs a helping hand. It's true.
Bjorn's original lyric for Every Good Man was very strong, and I loved the title, but I just couldn't get it plausibly into the Chess storyline. Sung rather ropily by Bjorn, Benny and me, here was my first effort with the marvellous melody. And I'm sorry if the lyrics are hard to make out. Perhaps that's a good thing.
Every good man has to face the day when he's gonna do wrong, come what may. Every man has to compromise, chance is all. Take a little risk, live a clever occasional life. Though it breaks my heart to see him fall, his back against the wall. Trying to come to no decision, having no shots to call, but that's not good at all. In fact, it's a crime. Everyone has to hurt his neighbor. Every good man has to take his turn.
Every Good Man, still a few stages away from Heaven Help My Heart. The tune that was demoed with the title Mozart survived all the way into the final score, becoming Embassy Lament. Here's the demo I worked from. Embassy Lament is a British consulate official's song in response to Anatoly's attempt to defect to the West. It's always been frustrating for me whenever I've seen it performed live on stage, as the lyrics, however well sung, are very hard to decipher. Even in that album version I've just played, the flawless vocals by Alan Byers, Vernon Midgley, Peter Bambo and Leslie Fison need concentration from the listener. Incidentally, listening to my stuff again in these podcasts has at least given me a chance to make improvements. I've always been a little dissatisfied with the final two lines of Embassy Lament. The officials tell Anatoly that after he's been debriefed, debugged, de-drugged, disarmed, and disinfected, please, don't forget the guys who cut your keys, which at least rhymes. But I've just realized, 37 years later, that a much better ending would have been, debriefed, debugged, de-drugged, disarmed, and disinfected, we hope you won't forget the guys who set you free. Much stronger. It's never been clear what cut your keys meant, or at least not to me, and I wrote it. Furthermore, the scene did not take place in an embassy, so I should have called it consulate lament. Oh well. Time out for a moan. I've long felt that for certain musicals that venture towards the opera end of the scale, such as chess, especially those with a complex plot, such as chess, should use surtitles, as nearly all opera houses do. Directors don't like this, as they feel that subtitles will distract from their brilliant staging. But having sat through several grand operas in my time, I've always appreciated the visual aid of surtitles. Words above the stage take milliseconds to take in and add enormously to the understanding of the scene and indeed of the entire performance, thus boosting appreciation of the brilliant director. I remember when Chess was performed in concert in the Albert Hall with Josh Groban and Idina Menzel in 2008. We used surtitles to support Murano, as the words of any song sung by a large choir tend to get lost. And for the first time in my experience, the song got out-and-out laughs and a big round of applause at the end. I'm sure most people who see the show and don't know the recordings have been baffled by the Tyrolean opening to the whole shooting match. End of moan. This lovely tune, entitled Cry a Little, for reasons I cannot recall, eventually became one of Tommy Korberg's top moments in the show. Here's what it became later, Where I Want to Be.
Hopes became needs, lovers' possessions. Then they move in, oh, so discreetly. Slowly at first, smiling too sweetly, I opened doors. They walked right through them, called me their friend. I hardly knew them. Now I'm where I want to be and who I want to be and doing what I always said I wouldn't, and yet I feel I haven't won it all.
back where I started. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. Times have been good, fast, entertaining. But what's the point if I'm concealing not only love, all other feeling? Now I'm when I wanna be and who I wanna be and doing what I always said I wouldn't, yet I feel I haven't won at all. Running for my life and never looking back in case there's someone right behind to shoot me down and say you always knew I'd fall. When the crazy wheel slows down, where will I be? Back where I started.
There's so much more from Chess I can and probably will play in future podcasts. Going back through these tracks, both rough demos and finished polished recordings, remind me how fortunate I was to team up with one of the greatest songwriting teams of the 20th century, and with so many terrific performers to deliver the goods. Murray Head, Elaine Page and Tommy Korberg, or Schorr Bey as he's pronounced in Sweden, were an unbeatable trio at the centre of the piece, and the supporting cast of Dennis Quilly, Barbara Dixon and Bjorn Skifs no less formidable. And the ABBA musicians, Per Lindvall, Rutger Gunnarsson, Lasse Vilander, Anders and Karen Glenmark, the musical director and orchestrator Anders Elias, all under the watchful eye and ear of Michael Tretow in the Polar Music Studios. A terrific combination. But to end this particular Chess podcast, a finished track that I thought might have been a hit single, but it remains a showstopper, a Liszt song, which, if you get a good idea for a Liszt, is often easy to write. Cole Porter's genius in You're the Top wasn't just the brilliant examples he chose, such as You're the Top, You're the Colosseum, You're the Top, You're the Louvre Museum, You're a Melody from a Symphony by Strauss, You're a Bendel Bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, You're Mickey Mouse. Brilliant, but Porter's greatest stroke of genius was having the idea for You're the Top in the first place. I bet it didn't take as long for him to write the words for You're the Top, once he'd got the idea, as it did for, say, Every Time We Say Goodbye. My Liszt song in Chess was called Nobody's Side. It was certainly one of the easier lyrics to write once I'd got the basic idea for the song, a string of helpful, albeit cynical hints, a design for living. Here's Elaine Page giving it her all. More Chess soon.
What's going on around me is barely making sense. I need some explanations fast. I see my present partner in the imperfect tense, and I don't see how we can last. I feel I need a change of cast. Maybe I'm a nobody's side, when he gives me reason to justify each move, they're getting harder to believe. I know this can't continue, I've still a lot to prove. There must be more I could achieve, but I don't have the nerve to leave. Everybody's playing the game, but nobody's rules are the same. Nobody's on nobody's side. Better learn to go it alone. Recognize you're out on your own. Nobody's on nobody's side.
That was Get Onto My Cloud, episode 26, presented and written by me, Tim Rice, and produced by Peter Holtz.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.